from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. You know, every week mail call reaches down into the grab bag and pulls out another famous star to act as your master of ceremonies. Well, tonight, we bring you the man whose suit looks like the bag. The old crooner himself, Bing Crosby.
Got to accent, accentuate the positive V-E limb, minate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith. Or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did it do just when everything looked so dark? Man, I said we better accentuate the positive elim. Eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on right on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy right up to the maximum, bring gloom right down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale,
what did they do,
just when everything looked so dark, and they say we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, that's right on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between, no, don't mess with Mr. In-Between, no, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Right in through here, fellas, we wish to bring to mail call a touch of class, some feminine charm, and tonight we're really loaded. We have a little gal who's been leading lady in many a Western opus, a bonita rancharita who totes a pair of the shapeliest gams that ever bothered the boys in the bunkhouse. Here she is, Miss Martha Mears. Welcome to Mail Call, Martha.
Oh, thank you, Bing. It's nice to be here. But I feel a little odd in evening dress. I'm used to having a gun swinging on each hip.
Oh, to be a colt again. But going from the sublime to what stands here in the script, yeah? Just relax, Martha. I'll do what I can to make you feel really at home.
Well, that's nice of you, Bing, but I'm used to being around cowboys. And after all, what do you know about horses?
Another loser, huh? No more chance to get even, either. Listen, what picture are you working on now, Martha?
Well, today we did a scene out on the desert.
Oh, yeah?
One of those cowboys is lost, and we keep riding across the sand until we finally come to a pile of dried-up bones.
What's Sinatra doing out in the desert?
I'm glad you mentioned Frankie, Bing.
Why?
I just heard today that he's going to make a Western picture.
Really? Really, Frankie? Yes. Mm-hmm. What are they going to call it, Empty Saddles? Listen, Martha, if they're really looking for a real he-man of those westerns, I am available. Yes, sir, you can reach me any Wednesday right after my meeting with the Glendale Barbecue and Embroidery Society.
Bing, for westerns, you have to be big and strong. You have to be rugged.
Well, look me over, gal. I'm rugged.
There's quite a difference between rugged and ragged.
Just a minute, gal. I practically grew up in them now western plains. I can remember them mornings when I'd leave the bunkhouse, go down to the corral, and throw a saddle over my favorite Holstein. Then I'd go out galloping off down into
the... Wait a minute, Bing. Wait a minute. A Holstein is a cow.
It is? Mm-hmm. You know, I wondered why I made them white lines down the middle of the street. I'll tell you what, partner.
What?
I think you better sing right
now. I think so, too. Good night, wherever you are. May your dreams be pleasant dreams, wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the angels will watch over you. Good night, wherever you are. I'll be with you, dear, no matter how near or far. Wherever you are, good night. If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the angels will watch over me.
Thank you very much, Martha Mears. You know, it's all too seldom that I'm afforded an opportunity to rub elbows with the musical upper set. But I'm happy to report that such an occasion presents itself here and now. Your next contributor to Mail Call is probably the greatest tenor around these parts or anywhere else. Many of you have heard him rip a roundelay at the Met, and if you haven't, here he is now giving the once-over to Eluce Van Lestelli from Tosca, Loritz Belchior.
sfioraba la rima. Entrava la fragrante.
Thank you, Lawrence. That was really a solid multi-cadenza there.
Thank you, Bing. I will be listening carefully when you sing later.
Swell, Lawrence. And now, mail call turns to...
Open that door, wise guy!
Listen, madam, you cannot come in without a ticket.
Who can't come in? Stand back or I'll break the door down!
Now, madam, please!
Well, here I am. Oh, me aching back.
Well, Cass Daly, look at that.
Hey, Bing, where's that opera singer? I want to audition for the Met.
Wait a minute, wait. Time. You mean Lawrence Melchior?
Yes, right, ho. You see, I want to get into the Metropolitan, and that boy is my boy, Bing.
You mean you want to be a prima donna?
Sure enough. What have them fat dames got that I can't have inflated?
What are you charging for, gal? What's all the rush here? What's all the sudden interest in an operatic career?
Well, you see, Bing, my teacher says now's the time. My voice is ripe.
Ripe?
Yes, sir. And if I wait any longer, it'll get squashy.
I don't know, Cass. You think you're suited for opera? Sopranos must have very powerful voices.
Powerful?
Yeah.
Listen, Jack, I sing that trolley song so loud the passengers ask for transfers. Well, don't worry about me, Bub. I've been in lots of operas.
Like what? What do you
mean? Well, like Carmen, for instance. Boy, I'll never forget that Toreador scene. What a sensation!
Your voice?
No, I backed into the bull's horns.
What happened there?
Well, it was the first time in history a soprano ever finished her solo from the second balcony.
Oh, we gotta face it, Cass. We must face facts. You're not built to be a prima donna. You're too skinny.
Well, in that case, why haven't you tried it, Lumpy?
Lumpy? a minute, Cass. I may have a few extra pounds, but that's what gives my voice. It's forzando. That's...
I see.
That's how I get my pear-shaped tones.
Yeah, but it looks funny. Pear-shaped tones from an avocado, mm-hmm. Let's face it.
You may jest if you like, and you only do mildly, may I say, but that added weight is quite necessary. After all, when you're singing, you have to reach all the people in the theater.
With your stomach? Well, anyway, if that's your only objection to my opera career, Bing, It's all taken care of. My last performance, I stuffed a great big toe inside of my costume.
That's quite an idea. How'd it work out?
Great, until the third act.
What happened?
Well, the pillow broke, and I snowed on the orchestra for 10 minutes. Bingo, this is getting us nowhere. I came here to sing opera, and I'm going to...
I was afraid of that.
Yes, sir. Now, stand back. This may stunt your growth. Order, couple, send me. There. Don't you think I'm ready, Bing?
For opera, no, but for hawking halibut, could be.
Well, if a sample ain't enough, I'll give you a hunk of the real thing. Start the music,
yeah,
boys.
Yes, yeah,
we
got it.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we both pretend it would never end.
Ah, gee, isn't that beautiful, huh? One day we cried together, half of a sigh together. Ah, you're gone for me, but in my memory, we always will be together. Hey. Under a gray sky, I don't mind the gray sky. You met the blue sunny boy, and we both pretend we never end, because you ran away. They go together. Bread and butter, they go together. Dad and mother, they go together. Why can't we go together, huh? Crump and Crosby, they go together. George and Gracie, they go together. Shaky and Tracy, they go together. Why can't we go together, huh? One day we stole the land together.
For you, wasn't it? And while you and Lauritz are talking over salary and contract and supporting cast, I like to dust off my own weary baritone by running through a brand new Jerome Kern tune. It's one of the most beautiful of his latest efforts, and it's called More and More.
secret of mine, confess it. More and more, I'm caught in your caresses. Warmed by the breath of your sigh. Cooled by the blue of your eyes. It more than thrilling. To share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling. Give up wanting more and more of you.
Fine.
Well, thank you, Lawrence. It's nice of you to say that.
Yes, it is. while you were singing that song, I was thinking what a racket you got.
Racket? What do you mean?
Well, you go up to a microphone, you go boo, 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 a few times, and you make a fortune.
You make it sound pretty easy.
Yes, and you don't even have to wear a bow tie.
Lawrence, I wasn't going to say anything, but as long as you started it, when it comes to rackets, that opera routine, you know, that's a pretty good breeze in itself. That's a fair touch. What a cinch. You learn six tunes and your worries are over. From then on, you can live on shortening bread. Well, now, let's face it, Melt. That opera department is really off the cuff. You can bat that stuff out by the yard. What does an opera star do? He strolls into the Met, he climbs into a fancy costume, and he sticks on a handful of false hair and...
You could use a handful. Opera is very difficult. You have to practice and practice.
Yeah, well, how about don't fence me in? Did you handle a thing like that?
Bad, don't fence me in. Oh, who can get up and sing don't fence me in?
I don't think you could. There isn't enough lumber around here. I think the whole thing is a pushover, really.
Maybe you think you could perform an opera just like that?
Well, could be.
That I would like to see. What opera do you have in mind?
Well, I know a little thing called lasagne al forno alle parma di prosciutto, caffè pizza, scalapino, espresso fettuccine. The three red points.
What does that mean translated?
Translated? That means one meatball. Incidentally, I may tell you that this opera was written as a duet. Would you care to have a go at it with me?
Well, I never heard of an opera called One Meatball.
I have a copy right here, and it's all written out. I, of course, shall sing the legitimate libretto, and you, well, you'll know when you come to it, too. Maestro, l'opera.
Simple dinner he had planned. Folks were startled, one and all, to hear the waiter call. Da 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 dee 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 da da. Pimento.
He could afford but one meatball.
The little man felt ill at ease and said, "Some bread, sir, if you please." The waiter's voice roared down the hall. You get no bread with one.
That's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Bing Crosby, Lawrence Melchior, Cass Daly, Martha Mears, The Charioteers, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.